Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a story about the Baal Shem Tov. It's not that much of a story, but in a way, it's a lot of story. And here's how it goes. In the year 1709, when the Baal Shem Tov was 11 years old, he was only 11 years old, he was born in 1699. So in 1709, he was 11. He joined the group of Tzaddikim Nistarim. Now, what are Tzaddikim Nistarim? Tzaddikim, you may know, means a holy person. Nistarim means hidden. That means these were people who did not let anybody know that they were holy people. They dressed up and they acted like ordinary people, farmers or workers or peddlers or shoemakers or whatever. And they would really, know how to do whatever it was that they were dressed up as. They would really be a farmer or a shoemaker or a peddler. But in truth, they were really tzaddikim. They were really holy people. They were people that knew a tremendous amount of Torah, and they were tremendously dedicated to serving Hashem, davening, and all the things that holy people do. But they disguised themselves so that they could comfortably go in among ordinary people and act just like one of them, but here and there they would say a little Dvar Taita, or they would learn with somebody or encourage somebody that was having trouble, help somebody. They were tzaddikim nistarim. They were hidden tzaddikim. They went undercover in order to mix among the ordinary people and to help them out. Generally, they were interested in helping people spiritually. However, when the Baal Shem Tov joined them at age 11, he spent 3 years with them. And then in the year 1712, when he was now 14 years old, he began to convince the other tzaddikim nistarim, the other hidden tzaddikim, about the importance of helping Jewish people, even just begashmias, even just a favor, even if it was not going to lead to helping them in a spiritual way. He was not going to get into a discussion with a person about learning how to daven or keeping kosher better or anything like that. Just a person needed to help begashmias physically, in a spirit, in a material way. And this was a new idea for these tzaddikim. They always thought only in terms of teaching the people Torah mitzvahs. But they didn't really think about the idea of doing a favor for somebody just to do a favor. Nothing to do with helping them spiritually, just a physical favor for somebody. But he influenced them. And he convinced the other tzaddikim, to Nistarim, the other hidden tzaddikim, that this was something they should try to do. This is something they should work on. That whenever they have a chance, they should try to help people in a physical, material way. 15 years later, it was obvious that this had accomplished a lot. This had brought a great amount of benefit, and many, many people, as a result, became stronger in their Judaism, and they became more connected to these hidden tzaddikim. And, of course, the main thing is more connected to Hashem. They would daven more, they would learn more Torah, they would do more mitzvahs. And it took 15 years for this program, but it was obvious that it worked. And one of the tzaddikim, Nistarim, whose name was Reb Mordechai, he placed his hands upon the Baal Shem Tov's head, and he said, Tavo lecha bracha, may brachas come upon you for your love of your fellow Jew, because your teaching, he said to the Baal Shem Tov, whose name was Yisrael, said, your teaching has been something that's very, very successful and helped many, many, many people to come closer to Judaism. And that's why Baal Shem Tov is quoted as saying, in the name of Mordechai the Tzaddik, that's this Mordechai, that a Jewish person comes down to this world even for 70 or 80 years just to do a favor for another Jew, even a material favor, so much more so a spiritual favor, but even a material favor is so great that even if we come down to this world for 70 or 80 years just to do a favor for one Jew, it's all worth it. So, of course, we want to do many, many favors for many, many Jews. And even if we don't think it's going to lead to any progress for that person and Torah and mitzvahs and so forth, nevertheless, we have an opportunity to do a favor for a Jew. We should try to do a favor for another Jew. And this will certainly bring Mashiach quicker. This will certainly speed up the coming of Mashiach and the Geula. May it happen immediately. And may all of us take seriously the instruction to take it as a personal responsibility that each one of us has to do our part to bring the Geula. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.